You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Now for a look at traffic and weather. Well, weather anyway. It's raining in California today. Just a few drops, though, so yep, still in a drought. Yesterday, we talked about car washes. As California's utilities enact their mandatory conservation rules for water, the next target is the swimming pool industry. KQED's Lauren Summer has more.
Mark Hannigan normally talks fountains and filters with customers here in the showroom of Royal Pools in San Jose. But these days, the drought comes up first.
They want to know. Our customers who are under contract, whose pools are underway right now, are asking, is there going to be water to fill my pool?
It's a real question because almost 30 California cities and water agencies have banned filling new pools with potable water. Others are in the process, which doesn't surprise Hannigan. He says pools are an easy target.
It is very symbolic, and it looks good, banning swimming pools. It really, swimming pools don't waste water like people think they do.
This is the message that Hannigan has been taking to every city council meeting he can get to. Yes, at first, pools need a lot of water, 20 to 30,000 gallons to fill them. But after that, he says they don't need as much, just topping off. A lawn can guzzle 20,000 gallons every year.
You put a cover on those pools, evaporation is done. Fully half the pools we build here have automatic covers on them.
According to one study by a Southern California water district, over the years, a pool can actually save water compared to grass. But it takes 3 to 5 years to reach that break-even point. Some water utilities say that's too long to wait because they're facing steep cutbacks this year, up to a third of their water use. So the drought rules they're adopting are designed to send a message.
The tens of thousands of gallons it takes to fill a pool may not matter much in the aggregate.
That's San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo.
But the reality is that compared to the necessity of the use of water for drinking for our everyday needs, pools simply aren't that high a priority.
Other cities say the same thing. In a drought as serious as this one, with no end in sight, only essential uses of water should be allowed.
We're all in this thing together, and that means we all need to tighten our belts. And in some ways, that's not always comfortable.
Mark Hannigan says the pool industry is already feeling pretty uncomfortable.
What we don't know is how many people aren't calling. How many people want a pool and been waiting after 4 or 5 years of recession? Now they have the money and the wherewithal to put a pool in, and they're not calling.
For now, Hannigan is getting creative. In one Bay Area city, his company is planning on filling a new pool by draining an old one and trucking the water over. I'm Lauren Summer for Marketplace.